some the kind of tree that they tap for syrup?
Maple tree.
Okay. If you had a big group of those growing together, you'd call that a...
I don't know. Grove.
Okay. And this is a kind of a shrub or bush. The leaves turn bright red in the fall. It's got clusters of berries on it.
Holly?
Or the leaves turn red, though.
Oh, the leaves? No, I don't know.
Do you ever hear of sumac or shumac?
Uh-uh.
What about a kind of a flowering bush called rhododendron or spoonwood or mountain laurel? You ever heard of those?
I've heard of them, but I'm not too much of a horticulturist. I don't know too much about greenery and shrubs, and I've heard of it, you know.
Which ones have you heard of?
I've heard of rhododendron. That's supposed to be a house plant, I believe. A mm-hmm. poisonous house plant. I've heard of laurel, but I don't know what it looks like.
What some different kinds of berries grow around here?
Oh, the blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
And the dewberry, which is almost the same thing, but it's bigger, I believe. Berries. And then you have your holly berries, your holly bushes.
What about a berry?
Strawberries.
Uh-huh. I don't know if this grows around here, but it's some of them are red, some of them are red and black. It's got a rough surface to it. You ever hear, it starts with an R?
Raspberry?
Uh-huh. Does that grow here?
Not that I know of.
What kinds of bushes or vines would make your skin break out if you touched them?
Poison ivy.
Anything else?
Poison oak.
Uh-huh. How can you recognize them?
Poison sumac. My little girl's allergic to poison ivy, and I don't know. Uh-huh. Well, the poison ivy has the little thing, the cluster of three leaves,
mm-hmm.
and the runner, you know, the stem, like it has a fuzzy appearance.
Mm-hmm. What about the other thing you mentioned, poison?
Poison oak and poison sumac, but I don't know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my little girl's allergic to poison ivy.
And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
You mean her partner, her husband?
Uh-huh. Any joking way you should refer to him?
My better half.
Okay. And what would he say? He'd say, I have to ask.
My old lady.
Okay. Or?
My better half. It all depends on how he feels about her.
Or what other just common way?
I have to ask my husband. I have to ask my wife.
Uh-huh. And a woman who's lost her husband, she's called a...
widow.
What if her husband just left her? Then she'd be
in a bad shape.
You ever hear the expression grass widow?
Yeah, I've heard the expression.
What's that?
A grass widow. I guess that's what it means.
You never were too sure?
No,
about.
No.
And the man whose child you are, he's your...
Man, that's my father.
Okay, and his wife is your...
My mother.
And together they're your...
Parents.
What did you call your father, or what do children call their father now?
Daddy?
Okay.
You mean the
uh-huh.
common name? Daddy.
Is that what you call your
That's
father?
What I called my father, Daddy.
What about before that, an old-fashioned... Did people in, say, your mother's generation, they used the word daddy?
Yeah.
What about your mother? What'd you call her?
Mama.
And your father's father would be your...
Down here they say grandpa or
uh-huh.
grandma.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage, and then you go out and what the baby?
Stroll.
And say if you had two children, you might say you had a son and a...
daughter.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shape nose, you say that he... what?
Resembles his father.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Looks like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
He's a carbon copy.
Okay. And you say Bob is 5 inches taller this year. You say 1 year Bob
grew.
Okay. And you say you certainly have
grown.
Okay. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a
whipping.
Anything else?
Punishment.
And say if a woman was going to have a child, you say that she's
pregnant.
Any other way of saying that?